Before we start this episode of the Footblocks NFL podcast, make sure you go subscribe to the YouTube channel for this podcast, which is Footblocks NFL podcast, if you are listening to it on a streaming service. And also go make sure to follow my socials, which is all Footblocks56 on TikTok, Twitter, and Twitch. On Instagram, it is Footblocks56YT. And go follow Jacob Gummerson's socials, which is the person that I am doing this podcast with. His socials will be in the description of the YouTube video. And if you want to go to his socials, just go to the YouTube video and go to the description and you'll find them there. Anyways, let's get to the video, which is going to start right now. What's up, everybody? The Footblocks NFL podcast is back with another episode. A day late, but yeah, we're busy. Anyways, we have, of course, Jacob to my right.
That's good.
And we've got some topics that we're going to talk about. Mainly talking about this team that's on my hat right here. Because this is the best team in the NFL. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways,
Wait. That. I have to wear my Jets hat.
You don't have to wear your Jets hat. Right.
Oh.
Whatever. Anyways, he's popping his hat.
I'm getting a fell down.
Oh, my hat just fell down.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. Literally, almost all my hats literally just fell down.
Oh. All right, we good. All right, there we go. The Jets hat. Anyways, let's start with talking about our games, and since we're going to be talking about the Jets a lot, I'll let you start with your games, because I really didn't watch them.
Let's go over all the games. Let's start with the Thursday night football game. We thought Thursday night did any worse, but it did. 19 total points scored. Washington Commanders winning 12-7. A lot of field goal. Not from Brian Robinson, but
yeah, Thursday night football has been going off the rails, and yeah, we will probably talk about that later, but Thursday night football has been completely awful these last few weeks, actually for this whole season.
Some games, okay.
But yeah, the Chiefs one was probably the best.
That was Monday night football. Whatever. All right. Another thing about over games. Obviously, I was going to be at the Jacksonville-Indianapolis Colts game, and Alec Pierce's first career touchdown in the regular season for him is also a game-winning touchdown for Alec Pierce. That's just amazing on his part. Obviously, a big fan of him. He went to Cincinnati, rookie receiver and everything, and that was a great game. Very close game. Good job by both offenses. Especially the rushing game for the Jaguars, 285 yards in total. ETN had a big touchdown. ETN and both has had insane games. Both of the Jacksonville running backs had very good games for the rushing.
Yeah, I didn't really watch a lot of that game because, you know, I was too focused on my team. But I will say that at the end, like, when that run was happening, I was like, yeah, Jacob's not going to be very happy about that. And then you won, and I'm like, doesn't matter because I won anyways. So,
soon, I'm still editing it, the reaction game. My reaction, I did a reaction Cardinals and the Phillies in the regular season, not in the playoffs. So it'll be a video like that, because it'll probably be maybe 30 or so minutes long, because I had my reaction of every single play. But I'm going to only be putting in, like, the big plays and stuff, or whatever got on the highlight reel for the NFL YouTube video, something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was at the Ravens-Jets game. I did not get a lot of footage from that, but whatever. Anyways, let's move on and talk about my team right now, the New York Jets, who are somehow 4-2. Who would have thought? And they beat the Green Bay Packers 27-10, and I have to say, give Breece Hall offensive rookie of the year right now. Just do it.
Not Wilson, not Olave, not Pickett. No, Breece Hall.
No, Breece Hall. Give that man rookie of the year, and potentially give Sauce Gardner defensive rookie of the year, because
you guys have had the best draft so far. looks amazing. Just such good coverage on that number 87 guy. I mean, oh, God. Doss is good. And another fun fact, I don't know if you guys knew this, the Packers had a 17 home game winning streak heading into this game, and the Jets stopped it. Out of all teams, it's the Jets. Up contender, if Zach Wilson continues this, and so does Gardner and the offensive line, the receivers, I can see the Jets being a potential threat in the AFC East. I had no idea the Jets team would be this good. Heck, you're a Jets fan, and I bet you didn't even expect this.
I definitely didn't expect this. I'd expect them to lose, I expect them to win, like, one game out of that stretch, and that was against the Browns. We did end up winning that game. Against the Browns, and I was expecting us to lose the rest. And then Green Bay probably expected that to be a loss. We versed the Dolphins, probably expected that to be a loss. And we should be like two. We should be like 1-5 right now, realistically.
No tap on your. It comes with your iPhone. I did a schedule prediction for every single thing. Just to know, I had the Jets going 3-14.
Yeah, they already beat that, and it's been 6 weeks.
The Jets wins as they do this season than they do last season. Yet this season they played 6 games, and last year they played 7, and they have the same amount of wins with 4. Heck, the Giants have more wins than they do last season.
The NFL is crazy right now, and the Rams are 2-3. The Rams are, no, they don't have a losing record, but they're 3-3.
The entire NFC West is 3-3, other than the Arizona Cardinals. My Hawks, man, they're still there, but we'll talk about the Hawks later. Now let's go into Davis calling him to decline that call. Sorry, Xavier. I guess he does have work today. Another thing we need to talk about is another upset of the week. Ravens choke another game. Are the Ravens the new Falcons? Or I should say the new Colts. It's usually Colts choking up a lead, you know? Are the Ravens the new Falcons choking leads in a game? This is like the, fourth week they've choked the lead one time. I mean, Ravens, they're 3-3. I don't think they're a playoff team. Lamar, he's an MVP candidate. I will agree. But I don't think this Ravens team is that good. Obviously, with the recent signing in Deshaun Jackson, that's going to really help out because obviously the receivers have not been on point. I mean, heck, isn't like J.K. Dobbins just leading like the receivers other than Devin Duvernay
and Mark Andrews because he's Mark Andrews.
Exactly. I mean, this Ravens offense and this Ravens team is so talented. It's just they're not performing in the second half. Like they don't play. They come out big in the first half. I mean, for the Bills, it was 20-3 at halftime. Then the Bills end up winning that game 23-20. I mean, they don't show up in the third or fourth quarter. This has been 3 games in a row. At least 3 games a season. They've had a very big lead, at least by 10. And they've lost the game.
I wouldn't say they choked versus the Bengals because I don't remember them having a lead that big. But if it weren't for Justin Tucker, they would be 2-4 right now. But Justin Tucker will be the greatest kicker. I don't know if he is the greatest kicker of all time right now, but he definitely will be the greatest kicker when he retires. So, yeah.
It's him and Vinatieri.
Yeah, they're up there. I have to say that they have trailed this entire season for probably a minute and like 20 seconds or something like that, because it said that they were down a total of 14 seconds in the pre-Giants loss. So I'm assuming that it's been like longer now, because when did they take the lead, like with like a minute left? Yeah, with like a minute left, so they probably been trailing for like a minute and 20 seconds or something like that, and they're 3-3. They should be like 5-1, 6-0 maybe, and they're 3-3, underperforming like crazy. Lamar MVP candidate, Mark Andrews top 5 tight end in the league, but yeah, besides them, they are nothing.
And Tucker. Now let's go to
Tucker that.
Another four. I can't remember all 4 o'clock games that happened. 49ers at Falcons. Falcons had a 14-0 lead, and the 49ers come back. And then Marcus Mariota is finally performing at how the Falcon fans are expecting him to do. With the final score 28-14, the Falcons upsetting the San Francisco 49ers in those alternate helmets, which they should just wear every week if they want to win, because clearly they're a way better team with those helmets.
I thought when I looked at those helmets that I didn't like them because it was like a gradient of it was like red on black, and maybe to me that just like didn't mesh. But besides the helmets were like the only kind of bad thing that happened that game, because Mariota was on fire, 93% completion percentage, and like
it was my cat's moving like crazy. I had my cat.
Yeah. And Ayuk had two touchdowns. He had all the 49ers points besides the kicker, obviously.
But a fantasy bench.
Oof, that's a major L. I have three fantasy leagues. I lost in all of them. That's a major L.
Seven of them, and I lost in one because Brandon Ayuk was on my bench. I'd get Wilson starting with Ayuk.
Yeah, based on his performance, probably didn't go as planned. But anyways, the Falcons get a win that they probably shouldn't have, but they have it. If it weren't for Ayuk, then that team would have literally scored no points, and it would have just been like, there's stuff like flying on your camera, but whatever.
All right, let's go to the final 1 o'clock game, I believe, and then, but you can double check that on your phone if I missed any 1 o'clock games real quick as I talk with this one. It is Buccaneers at Steelers. No. Yeah, Buccaneers.
Yeah, that game shouldn't have even been close. The Buccaneers should have blew them out, and Tom Brady was just tripping on his own foot like every drive, and they couldn't get anything going.
Great game. Has scored a touchdown so long. He finally got the touchdown that he needed, really helping his team. The run game is great. Trubisky played, actually, and Pickett both played very well. But, I mean, it's just Chase Claypool. Oh, it's okay. I guess the cat's getting out. I just have to hold on now. But really, I really think it's because of the Chase Claypool, because he had an outstanding performance against one of the best defenses in the entire league. And that's just what you need from young, underrated receivers like him.
Yeah, I was looking at George Pickens. I'm thinking George Pickens with the catches he's made. He's like the next, I don't know exactly, but he could be like the next, like, I don't know, Randy Moss or something. Like, he could be one of those guys, like a Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, like someone who could just jump up, get the footballs that not a lot of players can get, and score touchdowns on them.
Absolutely.
He's NFL Youngboy. You've seen those NFL Youngboy memes? That's him.
No, it's not. Oh, wait, Pickens?
Pickens.
Yes. Yeah.
Pickens.
Claypool.
Oh, no, I was talking about, well, Claypool, too, like, he can get those balls, but I was thinking Pickens, and...
Now I think about it, speaking of Steelers, I missed another 1 o'clock game, Patriots and Browns.
Yeah, the Patriots blew out the Browns, and of course, Flight Reacts was very happy about that, because he is, in fact, a Patriots fan. I will say... He was a bandwagon at first, but if you can, like, bandwagon a team but stick with your team, like, even when they're, like, not winning, then you've exceeded the point of being a bandwagon.
And I believe that's the 1 o'clock game, so let's go to the 420, 425, 430, whatever you want to say game.
Yeah, there was also Vikings-Dolphins. That happened. Mike Gesicki did his awful gritty again. And that gritty should honestly be retired. He should never do that gritty again. I was like,
can the NFL just like fine him at this point?
When I saw his gritty, I was like, please stop. I literally verbally said, please stop.
Oh, I forgot another 1 o'clock game. There was a lot of 1 o'clock games. There was only three 4 o'clock games. There's so many 1 o'clock games. Another one is Bengals versus Andy Dalton and the Saints. Bengals kept it kind of close. Saints kept it kind of close. Bengals won. Jamar Chase is pretty good.
Yeah, I will say that the that Ja'Marr Chase, if he wasn't there, they wouldn't have won that game. No yeah. shot. Because he caught that last touchdown, and even if he wasn't there, I just don't see them winning that game without him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you miss it? Nope, you didn't miss another one. I think that is it, and that is it. Let's go to the 405/425 games. There was only 1, 2, 3 of them, and we're going to start with the two that were kind of uneventful. Well, not uneventful, but the two that were not as eventful as the last one. So let's start with the one that was probably very uneventful. The Rams and the Panthers. The Rams beat the Panthers expected with the final score of 24-10.
Robbie Anderson getting ejected from his own coach and not even 12 hours after that game is traded away to the Arizona Cardinals for a seventh?
For scraps, basically.
Yeah, for a seventh. Something.
Yeah, no one...
For the
no
pick for Mr. O'Velvin. We'll put it that way. That's literally the pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was literally like, you couldn't have traded him for less. Seriously. And I will say Robbie Anderson, he has gone off the rails. Like, after he was traded from the Jets to the Panthers in that Sam Darnold trade, he's just gone off the rails. He's not the same player as he used to be with the Jets. I mean, I'm not saying he was like a phenomenal like player, but I'm saying he was like a good player for what he was asked to do. And same thing with Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams, great player, like literally like best, like one of the best safeties in the league with the Jets. Seahawks, he's irrelevant.
I might say he's relevant. He's always injured. I mean, he was all pro his first year as Seattle. He was all pro. And then the next two seasons, he's out for season this year, and he was out for season like the fourth week last season. I mean, he's always injured. It's crazy. 2 first-round picks for Jamal Adams, Dakota Gunn, Jesse Bates. Oh my God, why Jamal? Anyway, sorry. I'll play.
All right. Now, let's go to the Rams side. Yeah, that's enough talk about the Rams. We all know that they were expected to win this game. And let's move on to the game that Jacob is happy about. It's Seahawks versus the Cardinals. God, the Seahawks get a win 19-9.
Let's go. Your Hawks are not. Oh, my win. It's literally choking me to death, but whatever. There you go. You see it. I'm not going to show my score ID that has money on it. You see that beautiful bird right there? We are the superior bird in the NFC West this season so far, making our record 3-3. And I'll tell you this, we're not done yet. We had the hardest schedule in the league the rest of the season. I still think we got a shot at doing something big. I still think we can have a 10-7 winning record with Super Smith and Geno Smith. Geno Smith deserves an apology from the NFL. I don't care what you say. He deserves an apology in general.
An apology for what?
For people calling him bad. He's amazing.
On another note, if you're going to say Geno Smith deserves an apology for people calling him bad, Russell Wilson needs to give an apology for how bad he's playing. Seriously, he had like... we'll talk about this later, but he had like 180 yards, like one touchdown, maybe.
That first half, he went 10 for 10, a touchdown, and like tons of passing yards the first half. Then he went, 30 yards and maybe had 5 complete passes in the second. Oh my God, Russ, he's off.
Russell Wilson, what are you doing?
We'll talk about the game anyways. We destroyed Kyle Murray and the offensive line. Tariq Woolen, he's the next Trayvon Diggs. He's had one interception every single game. I take that back. He's had one interception for the past 4 games. So that's 4 interceptions per one interception per week in a row for the past 4 weeks since week number 2 against the week 3 against the freaking Falcons. Falcons, yeah, there we go. Falcons, yeah. Oh, I hate the Falcons, but still. But anyways, another thing that I'm going to talk about is just Kyler Murray. Is he a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Yeah, we will talk. We will talk about that later. But before we do that, we gotta mention the game that most people were all about. The number one game this week
No, wait, no. One more thing. Kenneth Walker or Breece Hall. Those are the two rookies of those are the two offensive rookies of the year. Those are your two candidates right there. Rookie running back for the Jets, rookie running back for them Seattle. There you go.
And back to what I was saying, the number one game from Sunday, Bills versus Chiefs.
I don't even think that was number one game. I'm kidding.
All right. Anyways, Bills versus Chiefs, a rematch of Mahomes versus Allen. Maybe the next Manning versus Brady.
It will be.
All right. Bills get the dub 24-20 against the Chiefs. I will say that call on that quote unquote fumble from Isaiah McKenzie should have been called an incomplete pass because it was a pass, not a lateral, so it wasn't a fumble.
Yeah, it was. Another thing is, I don't know if you saw this, but Tony Romo said it'd be one of those really close games. And then he started naming scores. The first goal he said was 24-20 Bills, or maybe, I don't know, 35-32 Chiefs. Like, he started naming scores. And what's funny is that he predicted the score in the pregame. I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Very interesting. Now let's talk about Mahomes, that last interception. I mean, there's really nothing you could have done there.
Mahomes is thrown two game losing interceptions, one against the Indianapolis Colts. I was at the game. That was amazing. And the other one. Wait, hold on. Let me get this straight. The only reason why the Chiefs have lost two games is because Mahomes decided to throw an interception at the end of the game on the game winning drive. Wow, that's actually kind of cool. Because the Colts took the lead in the final 2 minutes. And then the Chiefs had to get that game-winning drive to get in the field goal range. Chiefs have to score a touchdown against the Bills, obviously, but that's good. But you get what I'm trying to say. They had to rely on Mahomes in the offense to get a touchdown, or just get points on the board that way. Get points on the board in the last drive of the game. And both times, Mahomes has thrown an interception to lose the team the game. And he's done it twice. And that's also how many losses the Chiefs have this season. So I'm saying, Mahomes throws a game-losing interception, he's going to lose you the game.
Well, that's kind of, well, if you throw a game-losing interception, that's kind of a loss for your team.
I feel so stupid saying that.
It's like, if he throws a game-losing interception, you're going to lose the game. And I'm like, no. And I'm like, no, duh.
I feel so dumb now.
All right, let's move on to the Sunday night football game. Eagles versus Cowboys, and he's getting another hat. I don't know what hat he's getting, but he is getting another hat.
Man, did it fly away?
Okay, I can't find my Eagle hat. Hold up.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Why, Eagles, why? Dallas sucks.
Oh, I'm like, why are you saying that? I'm like, you're not even an Eagles fan. You're a Colts fan and a Seahawks fan. A
Seahawks fan, you idiot!
Yeah, I know. I know. I said and a Seahawks fan. Whatever. Anyways, I didn't watch that game or a lot. I watched, like, the first drive.
I watched that entire game.
The only reason why I didn't watch that game is because I had school the next morning. And I don't want to wake up all tired. Like, just in school, like, in class, just falling asleep. So I fell asleep.
Stupid. I'm kidding. I didn't have school the next day, so.
And Monday night, Broncos versus Chargers. I also did not watch that game because I knew it was probably going to be awful.
I regret buying my Broncos Russell Wilson jersey.
You have a Broncos Russell Wilson jersey?
Yep, it's at my dad's.
Wow. Yeah, Chargers won on a last-second field goal. Dustin Hopkins was kind of injured because after every, like, field goal, he would, like, kind of fall down, and I'm like, he was injured.
Dustin is a freaking warrior, dude. Push through his injury to win that game. That's what you got up about, you know, kickers like that. No, there was no kickers on the roster on that sideline. Other than the punt. No, he punts too, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know if he punts. But, yeah, anyways, that's going to do it for, not for the podcast episode, but that's going to do it for the, kind of reviews of the games that happened. And let me take this hat off, because we're done with that. Now, let's go, now, Jacob, you could introduce the next topic, and I get a...
Oh, another topic I want to talk about is, are the Jets a playoff threat? Are the Jets a playoff team?
That's a good one. Now, I don't know exactly how to answer this question because you have a lot of other factors that go into it. Not just the Jets play, but how the Bills play, how the Chiefs play, how every other team plays. How, like, if they win, lose, tie, I don't... Like, there's a bunch of other factors. But if Zach Wilson can get going, this team has a serious chance of making the playoffs. And I full-heartedly believe that. They're not going to win their division, obviously, because the Bills had that unlock. They had it unlocked even before the season started. But they are probably going to... They might make the playoffs if Zach Wilson gets his groove and he can play well.
Absolutely. Obviously, we know. Obviously, Sauce Gardner and the defense have been almost unstoppable. Very hard to score against them. Sauce Gardner, Jamar Chase didn't do anything against Sauce. Tyreek Hill didn't do anything against Sauce or Waddle. I mean, Sauce Gardner is one of the best corners in the NFL currently right now as a rookie, and he's going to be one of those future All-Pro players. Absolutely, no, not a doubt in my mind. Breece Hall, future top 10 running back in the league. Not of all time, maybe, but most likely not. But Breece Hall, again, really just, he's been almost unstoppable. He's had a great season. Jets have both rookies of the years. Zach Wilson, the offensive line, both doing amazing. Zach Wilson still hasn't lost a game this season, even though his team's 4-2. Both those games when they had Joe Flacco, and he kind of, yeah. But still,
they should have started Mike White.
You should have started Mike White, especially against Cincinnati. But you get the point. It's really unpredictable for these Jets. They've always been unpredictable. They've won games that they shouldn't have won so many years in a row. Like, you guys shouldn't have beat Cincinnati last year. The year before that, you guys should not have beaten the Rams. But then there you are. But you guys do it anyway.
The last time we versed both the Rams and the Bengals, we beat both of them. Which means that we beat the Super Bowl. We beat the Super Bowl champions and the other Super Bowl team in the last matchups that we've had.
But you guys beat the Bengals the year they missed Super Bowl. But then the Rams, this is Jared Goff Rams, but it's like, what do you expect? But still, it's at LA. This is Jersey to California. It's long distance traveled. But again, it really depends on how Zach Wilson plays and how the coaching goes. Coach has been great. Your coach, I don't even know his name. I also don't care what his name is.
It's Robert Saleh, by the way.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, Robert. Yeah, good for him. He's bald. And bald is beautiful.
Yeah, and I think he's like... He might be Muslim or something. I think he's Muslim, but we don't. I mean, I don't care about that. I'm just saying. If he's a good coach, he's a good coach.
And so another question is: will the Lions fire Dan Campbell if they lose this Sunday?
Who are they versing?
Well, I think the Rams.
If they lose to the Rams, I don't think he'd get fired. Because the Rams are the defending Super Bowl champions, but they have been... Oh, they're versus the Cowboys. Never mind.
Oh, Dallas. Okay, well, Dallas sucks too. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, if they... All right. If he loses to the Cowboys, I don't see him getting fired. But if they don't win, like, 5 or 6 games, he's getting fired.
I think if they lose 2 more weeks in a row, he'll end up getting fired. Y'all beat the Commanders, and y'all lost all the 5 other games. I mean, you guys did have a bye week, so maybe new
no,
one.
No, they're not 1-5.
Yeah, they are. Oh,
they're 1-4 because they had a bye week.
They had the bye week, but
Their offense was like a really good offense. Their defense is horrible.
No, it's awful.
Seriously, their defense is really bad.
It's hard to watch the Georgia's defense. And Hutchinson, though, he's been playing great. Good for Hutchinson. He's been playing great. Obviously, Jeff Okuda's been good, too. But other than that, there's no talent on that defense.
Yeah. Now, I would have to say that they have the Lions. I said this earlier. If they can get a better defense and a better quarterback, they might be Super Bowl contenders.
Maybe point up, and they ain't no way a Super Bowl. Not in the Campbell. I love Campbell as the guy, but I don't think he's the best coach. I mean, it took him, 13 weeks to win a game? Then all of a sudden they have a meh offseason, have a pretty good draft, and then all of a sudden people think they're playoff contenders. No, they're not. Okay, the Lions, they've been one of the worst franchises other than the Browns and the Texans, and the Jags, obviously, but no. The Lions are not a good football team. I don't know. I don't care how badly you love them or not. They are not a football team. They are not playoff contenders. Not Super Bowl contenders under Goff, under the receiving core they
have. I didn't say they were Super Bowl contenders under Goff. I said if they get a better quarterback and a better defense, then they could be.
They'll be winning record. They'll have a winning record, but they're not a Super Bowl team. NFC is only getting better year after year after year. Same with the AFC. Each football team, the NFL gets harder to play every year, especially against some defense. Because these defensive guys are better than the guys in the 60s and the 70s and 80s. You get the point. I mean, you guys are going against the rebuilding Bears, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. He's great. I hate him though. Aaron Rodgers, screw you. Then the freaking 5-1 Vikings, one of the best teams in the league currently, with one of the best wide receivers, not the best wide receiver currently in the league. The Lions have one of the hardest divisions to play in with two potential playoff teams and a rebuilding team, which I see a future in Justin Fields. I didn't buy his jersey for no reason a few months ago. I don't think these Detroit Lions, even if they draft the quarterback from Alabama or Breece Hall or anything like that.
All right, let's move on from that. All right, next topic.
Next topic, I think we should have one topic before we go. Are these Falcons contenders?
Simple answer, no.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota is not the answer. They need a better running back. They need more receivers. They can't just have
Patterson? Well, he's top 15.
Oh, I forgot they had Patterson. Never mind. No. I forgot they had Patterson. I'm sorry. Not a better running back. They need more receivers. They can't just ride with Drake London. Tight end is fine, but they need to throw it to him more. Need better defense. They just traded away Deion Jones for nothing, pretty much. They need a better... besides AJ Terrell, they need better corners. They need better safeties. They need better linebackers. They need better defensive linemen besides Grady Jarrett. And they're nowhere near playoff contenders. One win versus the 49ers does not make you a playoff contender.
Yeah, the same as the Bucs.
They almost won against the Bucs, but that's because the Bucs haven't been able to get off their feet for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
They're playing the 2020 Bucs. Is it gonna be that game? No, not even close.
No. Well, I think that might do it for today's podcast.
Yep. We got. Hold up. You say you're going to do top five teams in the league. Quickly.
Yeah. Give me your top five teams heading into week 7. Don't care if they have a bye week or not, because every single team heading into a bye week. Hey, my cat. This cat's going crazy. Hold on.
All right.
I'd be free. All right. Because I think every single team is freaking the Rams, Philly, freaking Vikings and Giants, I think. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know about the Rams. The Rams haven't been playing up to their caliber. They lost to the Cowboys. They lost to the Cowboys, they lost to the 49ers, and they lost to the Bills, but that was kind of expected. But the loss margin wasn't expected. But I have number one, I'm going Buffalo. Number two, I have Philly. Number three, Kansas City. Number four, I'm going to go with Minnesota. Okay. And number five, for now, I have the Giants.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go number one, Eagles. I know 6-0 Philly. I know Buffalo's a better roster, but, I mean, they lost to Miami. Miami's a decent team, but I just don't – I don't think – the Bills have a better roster or team than the Eagles. I think the Eagles have the best team on paper and just roster in general in the league. Number two, obviously the Bills. Number three, gotta go Vikings. Number four, I'm gonna go Chiefs. Then number five, probably Giants.
All right. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Fort Blocks NFL Podcast. Make sure you go subscribe to this channel and to me and Jacob's channels and follow our socials. I can finally put links in the description, so I will do that. And follow him.
Follow me.
Yep, follow him. And also follow me as well if you want. I will put the links to our socials in the description. If you are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on those, go subscribe to the Fort Blocks NFL Podcast channel, where you could find the video version of this. This is just the audio. If you are watching it or listening to it on a streaming service, and we will see you later.
All right, go Hawks, let's go,
and go Jets. Goodbye.